Morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone all over the world. I'm going to present to you today OWA and SharePoint 2013 integration. I really appreciate everyone joined. So let me introduce myself first. I'm John Naguib. I work for HP as a collaboration and SharePoint consultant and portfolio architect. I have deep knowledge in SharePoint, including architecture, installation, configuration, testing, maintenance, and development. In addition to being a consultant, I have a strong application development background in .NET applications. I am holder of MCP, MCTS, MCITP, MCPD, MCT, and 2Gov9 Foundation certificates. So, this is my picture and my Twitter account. In here, you can see my LinkedIn profile and my TechNet profile. So, this agenda we are going to discuss today is the following. We are going to know about OWA. We are going to know what's OWA and its history, design. We are going to check the features OWA provides to us, how to plan for it. This includes software, hardware requirements, and licensing. We're going to discuss too about how to install OWA and configure it to be integrated with SharePoint. Some common issues and how to resolve them. And one tip about hostname site collections in regards with integration with OWA and how to do the integration to keep the hostname site collection working. Then we'll have a demo and there'll be time for questions. So let's start. In this screenshot, we see a preview of a SharePoint site, and this is how the users are interested to see, actually, and interact with photos, lists, tasks, calendars, and documents. But in the background, to get the users to see this view, a lot of stuff actually needs to be done, so from operations side, design, and planning. So let me highlight one of those areas, actually, that needs good planning and deployment to get high-quality functionality to end users. So, which is actually OWA. So moving to the next slide. What's OWA? So OWA stands for Office Web App Server. It provides updated version of Word Web App, Excel Web App, PowerPoint Web App, OneNote Web App, which is actually means that users can view, edit Office documents in SharePoint libraries by using supported web browsers on computers and on many mobile devices, such as Windows phones, iPads, Windows 8 tablets, Android devices. If you don't have OWA, which was in the previous versions, it was called Word Web App and Excel Web App and etc. You will not be able to browse and edit documents over the internet browsers. And each user in such case will need to have Office installed on local machines. So OWA provided an added value that can save purchasing Office license to employees and allow them to directly edit documents on the browser from any machine and remove the Office client prerequisite. So let's take a look actually at the history of the Office Web Apps. In 2010, Microsoft introduced the Office Web Apps, which is browser-based version of Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and OneNote. This product is available as a set of SharePoint applications. So customer deploying Office Web Apps on their own networks did so by installing Office Web Apps on SharePoint servers. And actually that raised the need to do a separation from being tightly coupled with SharePoint to simplify setup and capacity planning and enable federation across multiple farms, so to accommodate requests for integration from new partners such as Link and so on. Moving to the new OWA design. This you see in here before checking the new design, you see in here the how it was looking like. So you're tightly coupled each of those. SharePoint in here, this all are all SharePoint farms. And each SharePoint farm is having Office Web Apps installed on it. And same for Link. In Link in here you can check only open PowerPoint and exchanges can have third-party viewer. This was the old design in 2010. And as you see, as we explained in the previous slides, they are tightly coupled. Moving to the OWA design, which is the new one. In here today, You're having Office Web Apps server standalone as a separate farm environment, and other technologies consumes it. So, sees in here several SharePoint farms get connected to a single OWA farm. This OWA farm can be one single server or can be load balanced server. And also Link can consume that, Exchange can consume that, and it can open it from URL directly. This saves time of maintenance cost and made it easier for design and operation. So this is the difference. In this new design, you're having Office Web Apps server centralized and consumed by many applications and many technologies. While in, let me go back to the previous slide, in here in the old design, you're having Office Web Apps installed directly to SharePoint, to each SharePoint farm. So this is the design, the old and the new one. So what features actually we can make use from OWA? Number one, so change tracking. What is this? So it's enable users to open Word files that contain revision marks in Word Web App. When you allow more users to edit and each one modify the current version, then other users can see the changes as they are tracked and highlighted. So this is the first feature that OWA provides. Moving to the next feature, which is a comment. So users can view, add, and reply to comments in Word Web App and PowerPoint Web App. So third feature is the co-authoring. So co-authoring support is new in Word Web App and PowerPoint Web App. It continues actually to be supported in as it was used in Excel Web App and OneNote Web App. It actually allows different users to edit the same document at the same time and handle the different versions. So in Office 365, this is provided to you out of the box, which means you don't need to do any action to get this functionality. It's already in there. But for on-premise SharePoint deployments, you need to install OWA. Number four in the features that OWA provides, it's embedding. So support for embedding web apps in websites is new in Word Web App, Excel Web App, and PowerPoint Web App, where you can embed the web apps in a website. The next feature is ink support. What is this? It's enable users to view Word Web App and OneNote Web App files that contain ink, which support for user input using pen digitizers, mice, and touch screen devices. Actually, I didn't try this personal, but it's worth trying. The next feature is quick preview. So in this one, you display a preview of item content whenever a user do a search and it returns some results from SharePoint. When you hover a document in search or in a list, this will show you a preview for the document. And actually, without opening the document, if it's, for example, a PowerPoint, you can go through all the slides deck without having to open it. The next feature is share by link. So this allows users to send a link to a document, for a document to another user, and allow the recipient to use Office Web Apps to view the document. So in here, we covered the OWA features and actually this good added new features. And some of them are already existing in the previous version. So just to give you the feeling of how OWA is important to us. So moving into the next slide, I'm presenting in here the supported browsers over PCs and Mac and tablets and mobile phones. So in the left in here, you see the devices that can edit and view. While the right part, you can see the devices that are allowed to view only. So to edit and view area, we see in here the PCs and Macs that works with the browsers that are supported, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, Safari. And actually for tablets, we have the iOS and Windows Phone, of course. For viewing only, it's supported on any phone and smartphone like Windows, Android, and iOS. For smart, yeah, so you see phones are actually supporting any browser enabled phone, but for smartphones, there's a different scenario to having Windows, iOS, and Android. Oh, moving to the next slide. Planning. So, how to plan for OWA installation on your company to integrate with SharePoint? You can install Office Web Apps server as a single server, or as a multi-server load balancers, so this is for high availability. It can be physical or it can be virtual, so based on your feasibility and based on your budget and so on. You cannot install actually other server applications at the same time, so on the same server. So if you try to do that, if you're having SharePoint and you try to install OW over it, it will not allow you, it will not permit you. So you cannot install other applications with the same box as OWA, like SharePoint and SQL. It's recommended that you use HTTPS as a connection between the OWA and the consuming environments, especially for productions. But for test and lab environments, it's okay, you can go with HTTP. And one note in here that all servers in Office web apps must be a part of a domain. And actually, they can be in the same domain which is recommended or in other domains that are in the same force. However, Office web app servers will not work if you try to install it on a domain controller. This important thing you need to have. To install it on other servers than a DC or domain controller, and don't install it as I referenced in any SharePoint, SQL Server, and so on. Next slide, we're having another planning tool that we need to take care of. Don't install it on any service or roles that depend on the web server IIS role on port 80443809 because they are used. Don't install any Office version. Because actually, when you're installing OWA, it's actually like that you're having already the Office installed. So you don't need to have Office installed on your OWA. Make sure that the following ports are not blocked by firewalls on either the server that run Office web apps or the load balanced. So take care of the port 443 for HTTPS traffic, port 80 for HTTP traffic, port 809 for private traffic between the servers that run Office web servers. If you're setting up, of course, a multi-server farm in here. Another planning slide. Make sure that all SharePoint 2013 applications are using claims-based authentication. So this is a very, very important thing, actually. So Office web apps rendering and editing will not work on SharePoint 2013 web applications that use the classic mode authentication. So if you're having old migrate site or you're planning to migrate, make sure to convert them from classic mode to claims mode. So this can be done using PowerShell. Next thing in the planning, to enable users to edit, not just read, make sure you are having an editing licensing, and you can check Microsoft site for the licensing options you're having. You are having two options: read only, which is free, and we'll be discussing about that in the licensing, so you can refer to Microsoft site about it. So if you log in to SharePoint 2013 by using system account and you try to open pages and test the connections between SharePoint and Office web app servers, this will not work. So log on with a different account to test the connection. Don't use the system account. And final point in planning, that low memory conditions can cause Office documents preview to fail in Office web apps. So you need to monitor the server performance, and there are some free and third party and available tools where you can check the server performance, and especially you can have the perform monitor running with some performance counters to check how your environment is behaving, and you can see it to check that the memory is in a good condition. Moving into the hardware requirements and licensing. In here, I have mentioned the generic minimum needed configuration, but it will differ, of course, from case to case, server to server. So it's mainly about the requirements needed by your customer or your target need you are trying to achieve. So in here, I'm putting as a RAM for 12 gigs and processor 64-bit 4-core. And for system drive, you need 80 gigs. Regarding the licensing, you have two options: the view only, which is provided for free. If you want to edit, and it's view, and in addition to viewing, you need to edit too. So in this case, you need to purchase editing license to use the editing features of Office web apps with SharePoint. You enable editing when you create the Office Web App Server in the farm. Whenever you run, we'll show you that in the demo. You need to specify the edit parameter. So what are the operating systems that are supported? The 64-bit edition of Windows Server 2008 R2, Service Pack 1, Standard, Enterprise, or Data Center, with the update of Windows Server 2012 R2 x64 edition installed. And you can have 64-bit edition of Windows Server 2012 Standard or Data Center. And you can have a 64-bit edition of Windows Server 2012 R2 to use this operating system. Actually, you must use Office Web App Server in here with App Service Pack 1. So for this operating system. Moving into the next slide. Oh, installation steps. So getting in here, how to install it. It's an easy, nice deployment if you prepare for it well. So let's take into in here the steps that we need to do. And later on, we'll be showing a demo. First thing is that enable the prerequisite for Office Web Apps. So in the Windows Server, using some PowerShell, you will install some features that's needed, as I referred first, like the ink support, HTTP, and activations, and so on. We'll be showing that you that it's a nice one single command that will install for you as the prerequisites. And once we run this PowerShell command, you will see how it's behaving. And if indeed, if you try to run this command while the already features are installed, the command will tell you that you are having these features already installed and it's ready. And once you run this command and you install the features, so you'll be doing a system restart for your server. And once this is done and server is up, you can have Service Pack 1 installed if it's not part of your initial prerequisites. And then you can later on have the language packs needed install them too. One thing in here is that you need to run the OWN installation as an administrator. So to review the steps so far, what needs to be done: enable prerequisites using a PowerShell command, do a system restart, and run the OWN installation as a system administrator. If you're having Service Pack 1 with that included, that's fine. If not, you can separately install the Service Pack for OWA. And then if needed, you can have language packs installed. So it's based on your requirements. If you need to view, open the interface for OWA and see it with different languages than English. So after the OWA installed, but not ready yet actually to be consumed from SharePoint, so we need to do the following. First thing, we need to, in the same machine that we installed the OWA in it, still we are on the same machine, OWA, you need to create Office Web App Server farm, and this is done with a single command too, from PowerShell. And then you need to verify that farm is created. Now the OWA farm is ready and waiting for it to be consumed by other application server like SharePoint. So the next step we will be need to do is how to connect it with SharePoint. So from SharePoint, actually this can be done too by PowerShell. And once it's done, OWA is ready to be used. So in here in SharePoint, we need to open SharePoint 2013 Management Shell as an admin and create a binding between SharePoint 2013 and OWA. This can be too by a PowerShell command, which we run. And actually, I'll be showing you in the demo how to add this binding, how to remove it, and the difference in between the behavior before adding the binding and after adding the binding. So before going to the demo, I have two slides to cover. Number one is issues and how to resolve them. So when you select a new document, you are prompted, this is one of the issues. When you select a new document and you are prompted to upload document instead of creating a new document, make sure that, as I mentioned earlier, you need to have claims authentication and make sure that the binding is correct. And this can be checked with the commands that I'll be showing you. The second issues you receive is, sorry, something went wrong. So make sure that you are not signed in as a system account and use another account. The third issue that you can see is file not found and URL is not valid. So make sure the file doesn't exceed 10 megs. So this is per the OWA design. One important thing in here, if for any reason you need to disconnect the SharePoint farm from the OWA and stop consuming it, the OWA functionality, you can run this command, remove SPOWPI binding and pass it the parameter all true. So this is the first slide I want to cover before the demo. Let me move to the second slide. SSL, hostname, site collection, and OWA. So in here, there's while doing my deployments, I have noticed important thing actually. So if you have a SSL hostname site collection, and if you created it as HTTP, and then just added the zone for SSL, OWA will not work. So whenever you go on this hostname site collection and try to open a document in and see it in browser, this will not work. And in such case, you will need from the beginning to create a hostname site collection as HTTPS. So you see in here, I'm passing this command to create a site, new hyphen sp site HTTPS, not HTTP, and then passing the full URL and the host header web application and the name of the site and so on. So the important piece in here is that you need to have the site created initially with HTTPS. If you created the site as HTTP and for any reason you want to have it secure, so OWA will not work. So what you should be doing if you're having already created site and you didn't know this tip and you want to integrate OWA. So in such case, what you need to do is take a backup of your site, hostname site collection, and remove the existing one, recreate it from scratch by this command, and then restore the backup and put the hyphen force command, of course, while restoring. So this is how you should be handling OWA in SSL host named site collections. So now let's move to the demo. So this demo part, which will be covering the installation and the configurations. So let me move to my machines. And here I'm having my Azure machine. And I'm going to show you the commands. There are already some pieces that I have done because it will take time from the demo on how to do things. So I wanted to save the time and effort, but I'll show you every single step. I have put in here a text file to walk us through the steps. So the first thing I need to open a PowerShell as an administrator and then start setting the execution to unrestricted, so I'll be able to work. It's telling me here, execution policy change, you want to do that? Yes, of course, I want to do that. Then the next thing, I'm going to import a module for server manager. And in here, what I'm doing, this is a step that I referred to earlier, that I need to install some prerequisites, some Windows features. So let me in here grab this command. You see in here in this command, let me copy it first. Is in here I'm adding a Windows feature, web server, web management tools, web server, common HTTP fault, static content with performance, HTTP active, WCF, and so on. So all these features that are needed as a prerequisite. So what will happen if I press now on this? Start collecting data. It's now 9%. And it's currently checking. So it's finished. And actually it's telling me in here success. Restart needed, no, you don't need any restart, no change needed, because I have already installed that. If I didn't install that previously, it will take a little bit more time to install all these features and needed prerequisites for OWA installation. So And actually, once this is done, the command in here result will tell you if you need a restart or no. So let me move to the next step, install OWA. Given the fact that you already downloaded the OWA and have the license and everything ready already, in here I mounted the OWA setup and binaries, and I'm going to run the setup. And here it's telling me, do you want to repair or remove it? Because I already run this command, run this binary setup installation. What you'll be doing is that you'll just be running this and moving through the wizard. It's a very simple wizard like any normal installation. And once this is done, you will have the OWA ready and you can do a system restart too. I'm going to cancel in here this setup because I have already done that. And let me close that, and let me return back to the next step. So in here, there is important command that you need to run. Now we have installed the OWA, and we need to configure it over the OWA server. Let me do that. In here, I am running an import module. So importing this module is important because the PowerShell command needs to know get configured to run the OWA PowerShell commands, and to do that you need to import this module for the OWA. Now we are ready, so let me show you something. Actually, the next step that you need to do is create the office form, but I have already done that for you using this command. Let me run it. In this command I say new office web app form, and I pass it an internal URL, which is HTTP, then owa.gen.com. So OWA is the name of my machine in here, and gen.com is the domain. And then in here I pass a parameter allow HTTP, and then I pass another parameter enable editing. So in here, this to enable the editing and not only viewing. And at the same time, I am using HTTP, not HTTPS, for the sake of demo, because it's the lab environment, my personal lab. But for production, as we discussed in planning, that it's recommended that you use HTTPS. So the command will differ in here by having the HTTPS and putting an external URL if you're having HTTPS, and configuring the DNS internally and externally. But for this simple demo, I'm going to run this command. So let me show you what will happen. So it's telling you in here, this commandlet will override the settings of the existing Office Web App server farm and may result in unintended side effects. And why is that? Because I have run already this command before to set up this, to configure the environment. But in your case, if you're having a vanilla farm, what you're going to do is that you're going to run this command, and you will not get this question. And it will configure the OWA for you. For such case in here, I'm going to say no. And what is the proof that I already have the environment configured properly? So let me go in here and run command called get hyphen office web apps farm. So when I press on this one, it will return to me for me all the parameters that are configured for OWA. And actually, when you run the creation of the new Office Web Apps farm command, once it's done, it will show you the same result in here that I'm showing you. It will give you some data about the farm, the internal URL, the bindings, and the caches, and every single detail of the parameters that are having configured for this OWA farm. So by this way, we are sure that the OWA farm is configured properly. So all these steps are done on the OWA server. So what is the next step? So the next step, now you're having a ready OWA farm and you would like to consume it by any application like SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and so on. So of course, since we are handling SharePoint for today's session, I'm going to go and to my other machine, which is a SharePoint one. So in here, what needs to be done actually? In here, in this machine, we need to have which is SharePoint, we need to have a binding created. So let me open a SharePoint. Command, and in here I need to create the bindings to consume the farm. The SharePoint management shell is loading. Okay, so what I'm going to do in here is run the first command, new SPWPI binding, and this is the REST service that we are going to call to connect to the OWA farm from the SharePoint, and pass it in here the owa.gen.com, which is the full qualified name for the OWA server, and allow HTTP. So once it's run and it gives you all these parameters for the bindings, and the command is done. Now let's check something. We need to make sure that we are having internal HTTP binding, not HTTPS. So let me run a command which is called get SPWPI zone. See in here, it's returning internal HTTP. Which is actually the required thing. What if you didn't get this one and you see another result returned other than internal HTTP? So in that case, there are other commands actually you need to run, like set SP zone internal HTTP, and then you get the security, and then you start having updating the security token service and so on, doing the update and allowing it to run over HTTP. So let's now test that by going to opening a browser and going to one of my SharePoint sites. I'm not going to log in with the system account. I'm going to log in with my personal account, because if we logged with a system account or farm account, so this can cause you issue. So I'm trying now to load the site. So till the site loads, let's handle the rest of the slides. So I'm having in here some extra slides for you. It's a very important thing to know that you're having in SharePoint a tool out of the box called Health Analyzer, so you can check the how your environment is behaving and if you're having any issue. And another tool you need to do or have installed in your environments is Fiddler. So you can have this installed on your local machine and on your server. So this allows you to track the HTTP and HTTPS requests going, and you can see how it's behaving. So this needed for troubleshooting. So with OWA integration, you can see what's going wrong, and even if you're just troubleshooting something for OWA or SharePoint only. Another important tool that you can have, by the way, actually those are the extra slides I'm putting for you while getting the SharePoint site loaded. I'm having in here a tool which is called SPS Farm Report. This is free over CodePlex. That it's, you can run it with PowerShell script, and it will generate for you data about your environment, which is important if you would like to backup your environment and would like to keep information about it for anything that happens. So moving to the next slide, I'm putting in here extra slides. This is my TechNet articles. So for once these slides will be available, if you're interested to take a look about that, articles in here. There is an article related to configuring OWA with certificates. So this is over TechNet. There are other articles that I have wrote published over TechNet, and in here I've shared some TechNet galleries sharings that I have done for SharePoint performance, and adding some IIS response headers, and how to get SharePoint site permissions, and having workflow manager disaster recovery. And in here, I am putting my official HP blogs. So let me go back actually to the demo environment and see. So still SharePoint site is loading. So trying again to load the site. It's loaded in here. And let me go to the documents. So I'm now trying to see if my commands work that I have run. So if you recall that I have done create a new binding in here. Let me go back to the commands. So what I have run, that's created a binding and passing the OWA server, and now I have my SharePoint site loaded. So what I would like to test actually, so for OWA installed and configured and integrated with SharePoint, the behavior that we should be seeing now is that whenever I press on a document, it should give me the option to create a new document, PowerPoint and so on, and not to upload a document. So let me start and press on new document and see what it would look like. You see in here? Yeah, so it worked. I can now create a Word document, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, and of course a new folder and upload existing file. If you're not having the OW configured and integrated with SharePoint, we didn't see this screen. We instead we should have seen the uploading a document. So let me try to create a Word document and press on here on Word documents, and let's give it a name and call it test demo OSP biz and press OK. Takes some time, and once it's done we should be seeing a new document created in the browser. So it's loading in here the Word web app. Still loading. And started to load, and we see in here. Yeah. Now it's ready. We can see it like a full Word offline installed client application. So you can do whatever you want, you can edit. Let's write something, testing OWA, and let's press save. You can in here, you can return back, or you can undo, you can save, you can close it, you can share it, you can open it in a Word client. Well, let's do a save. So it's saved. Oh, let's close this. Once I press on the close button, it will take me back to my documents library. And let me press on the document again. So in here we can see that it's open the what we have written, and we can see it in the browser, not on a client application. Oh, let me close it again. And let me do this. Let me press on the document in here. You see in here, this is the preview function that I was talking about. So when I pressed on these three dots, I see in here the document in a preview, and I can do operations on it. I can share it, I can follow it. So this is used for the social features. You can follow documents and so on. But you can edit it, can share it, and you see in the preview what's written inside the document without the need to open it. So let me do one small thing in here before we close the demo. Let me play a little bit and run this command. I'm going to remove the binding to see what it will look like. It's telling me I won't like to remove the binding between the SharePoint and the OW farm. Are you sure you want to perform this action? Yes. Let's do a refresh in here. One time. And let me press a new document. Oh, you see in here? This time I'm not getting to create a document, Word or PowerPoint and so on. This is asking me to upload a document. And let's see in here if I can see a preview. No, I'm not seeing the preview still, but I can share and follow the document, but the preview part has gone. So thank you very much. I've come now to closing my, let me go back to the presentation. I've come back in here to the presentation. Thank you very much for watching, and I believe it's time for question. Thank you.